Yes, this video, I just be waking up and ready to talk shit. So that's why I always just be rolling out of bed with my fucking lampshade hat on and just be chilling. But yeah, so this video, I wanted to make about the age groups that are the most targeted of men in the world, okay? And this is not only going to go on, like, this isn't going to only be the types of, this isn't going to only be millionaire men, but I'm going to use a millionaire guy as an example. But it's always in relation to what that woman's lifestyle and culture is like a lot of times. It's always going to be in relation to her. So if a woman grew up in a household where it was common to make $25,000 a year, then her next step up is going to be a guy who's making $50,000 a year. You see? Like, so if a woman grew up making $100,000 a year, you know, another dude who makes $100,000 a year isn't going to do much for her. It's going to be the guy who's making $150,000, $200,000. That's going to be the guy she's really shooting for. You see what I'm saying? So with this scenario, the men between the ages of 26 and 33 are usually the highest targeted men for women, okay? And the reason I say this is because, see, these are the ages. Like I said in videos a long time ago, men grow up, we grow up our entire lives not being wanted, okay? Nobody, unless we're like cute babies, like nobody really wants us around. Nobody's giving us any type of special treatment. Nobody's holding our hand. Nobody's giving us a cleaner bathroom, cleaner toys to play with. See, all those cleaner playgrounds and all that, that was for the little girls. That was never for us. You see, boys and men are not wanted until we provide something. You see what I'm saying? We have to either immediately provide something or give the idea that we can provide it at a later time. So if you think back to high school, right? Most guys throughout high school, if you weren't running a football down a field or dunking a basketball, or you weren't just like a bad boy, the pretty girls, you were pretty much already knew, like the pretty girls really weren't trying to mess with you that hard, you see, because there was something, because you see the bad boys along with the guys who are dunking bass. See, there was at least some thought that, oh, he can provide something for me because he's special. He's doing something different. You see, that men are only wanted because they either can provide something at the time or there's a thought that we could provide something at a later time period. And see, a lot of pickup artists and guys like that, see, they're like the scam artists of it. See, like they kind of hype the woman's head up to believe that they'll finally devote to the woman and give her shit, blah, blah, blah. And they never do. You see, that's the core of why, like, pickup artists, you know, guys like a lot of bad boys. Because a lot of bad boys don't have any resources or ability to provide anything. But it's like it's the way they move. It kind of signals to the woman, oh, he can go out there and get something for me. Maybe not now. Maybe it'll be next week, next month, next year. But he'll eventually go do it. You see, they're really scamming the women. That's really what it is. So the reason why. So, OK, so fast forward through the years. And then the men who are usually between the ages of 26, I'd say roughly 26 to 33, give or take a few years, depending on the individual. But generally speaking, 26 to 33. These are the years where men are most targeted by women. Because these are the years where it all starts to come together for men, like at least mentally and financially, it's all starting to come together. Now, remember that I'm saying it's starting to come together between 26 and 33. You see, between 26 and 33, that's when, like, you know, a lot of guys, they're finally starting to figure out, like, you know, all the wrong things they did. They're kind of throwing those things out. They're only kind of doing, like, you know, good thing, you know, positive things in their life to get, you know, more worth in their life, more value in their life. And it's starting, and we're just starting to throw away all the, you know, all the dumb mistakes we were doing. I mean, we're probably still holding on to some of them. Like, I still like to drink, you know, stuff like that. But like, as far as like survival status goes, like I'm like around, like I said, around 26, 27 is usually when it starts to fully take place. Like I said, now I chose the college route. So like I had degrees, I was throwing other things out. And so other guys, they may not have gone to college. They may have just, you know, they may have gone worth a job, start their own business, what have you. But they're slow. Men as a collective whole are starting to throw away all the nonsense. And they're starting to only do what they actually want to do, which most men will usually do, you know, positive things in their life a lot of times. So the reason why women target these men is because, see, these men are starting to grow, but these men haven't grown yet. You see, so they're still susceptible to a pretty face, you see, or they're still susceptible to a woman who just, you know, is just completely subservient and gives him, you know, is not, because like I said in previous videos, see, guys, we grow up not wanted. So by the time we hit 25, 26, 27, when a woman finally comes up to us and gives us, you know, decent attention and smiles at us and actually compliments us, oh, like those first few, like we are going to fall for it, hook, line, and sinker, because we are not used to having that type of attention. We're not used to it. And women know the game so well. Like I say, women have women's circles from the time they're like 9 years old. Okay, they're sitting behind a tree at a park or something like that with books, and they are plotting on how to manipulate men. You see, they know all this stuff. Men, we don't talk like that. We're too busy running trucks into the wall and throwing balls into a basketball hoop or something like that. We ain't thinking about that. So, you see, women know who the dumb guys are, who the guys who know a little bit of the game, the guys who they can't manipulate. See, they communicate with each other. They know all these things. You see, as I say, by the time they're like 9, they're communicating these things with each other in little female groups, you know, like little little girls, they get together. That's what they're doing. They're talking about how to manipulate you. So by the time we get 25, they know, look, most guys are so attention starved that, look, the slightest bit of attention, she'll be able to get the guy to fall in love with her. Okay. And like I said, by this point, like the guy clearly, he probably clearly already has a, you know, his education or career or his own business, what have you. He has his own form of like resource that he can tap into to get something out of. Long story short. So like I said, these guys between 20, like roughly 26 and 33 are the primary targets for either the women who are the same age and are lower and are trying to go up to the next level, or the women who are older and they used to be higher and they're noticing themselves falling. So they're trying to latch on to that man real quick before they fall too far off and fall. That's what's happening. You see, it's like, okay, if you don't believe me, go back and watch any of those bachelorette shows. Remember those bachelorette shows? I don't know. You may not be from America. I'm sure they probably had it around the world. But these bachelorette shows were these shows where women, you know, single women, pretty much the junkyard of women, when they hit like 35, 36, they cast a bunch of guys to compete for them on the show. Now, all that, you will not find a guy who is older than, I'd say, 34 at max. And the reason I say this is usually by 34, men have realized and they know how to sniff out when it's bullshit. See, this is why they probably can't even get a man over 34 to respond to come on the show. There will be anomalies. Like, you know, there'll be a 36-year-old guy who's still a beta chump and he never figured it out. But you will never see where it's like massively, you know, men over 30, 33, 34. Because by these ages, most men will have figured it out. They've figured out, okay, yeah, if a woman's pretty much the same way for 26, 27, there's a reason why. And usually it's not a good reason. It's not going to benefit me at all to even walk over there in the same room as her, unless she's getting ready to hand me some food or something. So like, I'm just going to stay away from that. the guys between 26 and 33, all she has to do is smile at him and give up that throat, asshole, and pussy, you know, completely submissively, and he's going to fall in love with her. He's going to fall in love with her. She knows it. Like, she knows all the manipulation that goes into it. It doesn't take a lot. Just pretty much just show a guy attention and fuck him and let him fuck you how he wants to fuck you. And that's all it takes. This is no surprise to women. It's surprising to men, and it's surprising to men who don't want to believe this. But for men who know this and know the game, they know it. You see, and another thing real quick. See, like, I learned this from somewhere else too, and this is real shit. You see, the only time The only time a woman cries for real is when she's crying alone. If she's doing like, see, everything with them is manipulation for the world. You see, like this just, and this is a side rant because I'm gonna touch back on it with the article I got right here on the age group that women, that these, you know, defective women go after. You see, whenever a woman is doing anything and she still looks cute doing it, she's manipulating you, period. Okay, period. If you're fucking a bitch and she's going, oh God, oh yeah, oh daddy, oh, and it still looks presentable, she's lying to you, flat out. Now, if you're fucking a bitch and she's like snorting and she's like going dead eyes and going, you know, and I'll, yeah, then they see, now you're fucking her out. You're really fucking her. But if she, oh God, oh yes. And you know, and she's like, and it looks like something off television, she's lying. Okay, period. If she's crying, okay, if she's crying in front of you and she still looks cute crying, she's lying. Now, if she's ugly crying, like her face is like mutated and all this, and it's like, you know, and it's like snot coming out of her nose, and she's, see, that's real crying. And most women will not do that unless they're in a room alone by themselves. See, if she's ever doing anything and it still looks presentable, her core goal is manipulation, period. You have, like, these are just little things you have to learn. But anyway, that's a side topic. Now, what got me on this topic was because I came across this article about, I don't know how to say her name, Priyanka Chopra. I think she's like Indian or something, and the bitch is 37 years old, and she married the Nick Jonas dude. I think, I don't know if it was Nick Jonas, but it was a Jonas brother. And she's 37 years old. She looks good for 37. But for what she used to be, she was like here and she's falling on off. And Nick Jonas is like right here. So it's like, well, she probably wasn't even there for real. In reality, she's probably like because the Jonas Brothers was big for a while. But I say in just strict sexual market value, like her just looking how she looked as a woman, she was like here. And now she's falling on off and she's going, oh, no, I'm falling. I need something to grab onto. And then Nick, you know, kind of is like holding her. Like, and she better act right or she gonna fall on off and fall off into oblivion. Because Nick fell for it. He was the young guy. See, and I think it's even worse for younger male stars. I think it's worse for guys who excel when they're younger. Because see, they never had the opportunity to learn female nature. They never learned what it was like to get rejected and watch who she'd run off with and watch who she would treat who better and all. See, these guys, they never had that because they were always the it guys. So like they're completely oblivious to you know, to thoughts. Like the Meghan Markle and Prince Harry scenario. See, he is completely oblivious to thought. Shit, I guarantee you that's the same thing Meghan Markle did. Meghan Markle, she realized she was 35, and whatever high quality guy she can find who's between those ages of 26 to like 33-ish, you know, and in that mid, she did the same thing. She found him. And I guarantee you there was three others she was doing that to. She was serving those guys up A1 pussy, A1 throat, and A1 asshole to hope that at least one of those guys would get hooked on her. You see, and that's exactly what the fuck happened. And the Priya Chopra, this is that Indian woman. Like, you know her if you see her because she looks great. Like she, I mean, she really did. She really was a beautiful girl. But like all women, it fades, and you know, and they get forgotten. But she targeted Nick Jonas, and Nick Jonas was that. He was that individual between age, you know, in that late 20s, early 30s. He was successful, but he clearly doesn't really know the game. He still thinks he still thinks it's all about his charming personality. like he's still that dumb to think it's like genuinely about a charming personality to why this older woman would serve him up all this, you know, A1 asshole and pussy and throat. And now he's thinking, oh, I've been in love and blah, blah, blah. And she knows what the fuck's going on the whole time. She's just trying to keep her name relevant and stay in the league and, you know, and all that. And that's just what happens. See, like, this is why once women get too far above, like, once women get too far above 32, 33, 34, most of them don't look as good as the Priya Chopra girl will look. Okay. Most of them just aren't going to look that good anymore. But like I see, every now and then you have one of Meghan Markle's, Priya Chopra's, Claudia Schiffer. What's the bitch name? I can't think of the old bitches that still look kind of good. Like Tyra Banks. Every now and then you end up with some that can still look, you know, presentable after 34, 35. But most cases, they don't. And see, usually those are the women who are overflowing Tinders and Match.coms and all this. Because see, those women, see, and it sucks for them because see, those women were so used to a certain level of treatment when they were 22, 23. See, they still genuinely believe that they deserve that treatment and higher. You see, because see, they're thinking that just simply because they've aged and got more, you know, maybe slightly more wiser, that they deserve more because of their accomplishments. And women are not valued for their accomplishments in that regard. Women are valued for being women. That's it. You see, like, and young, youthful and beauty just adds to it. But the core reason why women are valued is because she is a woman. Just exist, just sit there and exist as woman. And that's it. But yeah. So to put it back into perspective now, because like I said, I used a millionaire scenario or like a Prince Harry scenario just as a baseline. Because it's the same thing. That age bracket is the same thing. But like I said, it's relative to the woman. Because like I said in a video a while ago, I have a buddy of mine. He works in, I think, like IT or something like that. And he makes like, you know, an averagely decent wage. I say, like, if he was in America, he'd make about the equivalent of about, I'd say, $3,000 to $5,000 a month. You know, it's not a whole lot, but it's also, you know, a hell of a lot better than, you know, what you'd make coming straight out of high school. And he's wanting a woman who works with him on the same level. Now, and this is what I want. If anybody's watching this, I want you to realize, remember this. You see, women you work with, you're equal to them. So she's really not going after you. You see, like she'll deal with you and she knows you have a job, blah, 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 but you're equal to her on money. So she's not really trying to submit to you. Now the buddy of mine, he wants a woman on his level. Now, he has a girl. She's a nail technician. All right. So, I mean, that's universal wherever you go. They don't make a lot of money. So to him, like he is the jackpot to her. So she said, she's a beautiful girl, man. She's beautiful. She's not, I think she's like Russian or something, but the bitch is beautiful. I'm not going to lie to you. And she submits to him. She chases him through thick and thin. And he said, he's looked at her phone and seen guys just, you know, guys are just DMing her all the time, you know, cause she's a beautiful girl. But it is what it is. And I think he's smart enough to see it. But it's the reality of the scenario. See, when a woman makes, okay, I'm going to try to explain this concisely, which I probably won't, but I'm going to try to anyway. When a woman earns, let's say she lives in a hood, right? Let's say she just works at McDonald's. Now, let's say she works at McDonald's making $9 an hour. Okay, any guy around her who is not employed or working at the same job is equal to her. She really don't care about them. She's not going after them. She's not going to care about them. She's not going to follow these guys into anywhere. You know, if they want to move or anything like that, and she's not moving, she's going to stay for that. Now, the guy who walks in, who maybe works at, let's say, what would the next step up be? Like, let's say like a factory, right? A warehouse job. He makes, let's say, $14 an hour. Okay, her eyes will be open for him. Her eyes will be a little bit open. Her eyes will be more open for him. She'll do more for him. She'll pick up the phone every time he calls. You know, that type of shit. Now, let's say a guy comes in. He might work at a call center. And he makes $20 an hour. Okay, now she'll probably get up and move for him. She'll probably get up and follow him into oblivion and all that stuff like that. Now, to put it in another perspective, now the guy who works, let's just jump to the call center guy, he makes $20 an hour. You see, now all the women around him see him as equal. So they don't fuck with him. I mean, like he might be cute or whatever like that, but they're not really like going after that. You see, what they're going after is maybe let's say like the 27-year-old accountant who's making like $28 an hour. That and he, you know, and he dresses a little bit better. That's who they're going after. A little bit. And then it's like, like let's say like maybe like the CPA who's making 40, 50 an hour, that's who they'll follow into oblivion. And it just goes up and up and up and up. It's not like this woman because she's pretty, this woman because she's ugly, this woman because she's a man. It's relative to the woman and her living situation. Because you got to remember, everything about a woman, that okay, with women, everything else defines her. You see, whereas men, he defines everything that's around him. You see, like for instance, okay, like this shirt I'm wearing, I slept in this shirt actually last night and I sweated it too, so I got to wash it. This shirt is a... Okay, some people say it's expensive. Some people say it's cheap. It's cheap. This shirt, this is a $300 custom-made Egyptian cotton shirt. So I don't know if you're into materials, but Egyptian cotton is like one of the best cottons you can get, right? It has cufflinks and all this shit. Like, this is a $300 shirt. Slept in it last night and sweating it, actually, because I left the heat on. I woke up cold and sweating. My dumb ass woke up drenched. But see what I'm saying? See, the shirt doesn't define me. I define it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I will take this motherfucker off and burn it and still walk around gangster as fuck wearing a $3 t-shirt. Because I remember waking up at homeless shelters when I was in college. I remember waiting in a soup kitchen line to get food while I was in college. I remember doing that shit. So I learned back then, like, men define things that are around them. Women... Everything defines a woman. See, because back to the original topic, see, with women, it's all about status. It's all about status. Status and the company they keep, the status. It's all about the status and how to upgrade it, how to upgrade the status. And some of them, they may be fat and ugly. They'll max out, you know, at working at Dollar General because they're fat, ugly, and stupid. Some of them, they're a little cuter. They can kind of upgrade the status a little bit and, you know, and fall off. But, you know, it's all about the status for them. So, like, so with a woman, the guy who's making this much money defines her. It defines what she's worth in the world. You see how that works? It's like if a guy is making, like, double what she's making, she can go off to her friends and say, yeah, I'm worth a guy who's making double what I'm making. You see, that's how it works. See, women are not genuinely happy by being the thing that's worth double, you know, in a relationship. It doesn't fulfill them to be the breadwinner. It doesn't fulfill them to make double and triple what their spouse is making. If anything, it's embarrassing, you see, because now their friends are going to start talking and blah, 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 like she had to buy a man. And blah. Like, see, their friends are going to start talking. It doesn't fit women well. So, like, with women, see, like, the model iPhone they got. This is an iPhone 7, by the way. This is an old iPhone. Not old, but it's older. Like, see, the type of phone she has defines her, the kind of car she has defines her, the kind of, her clothes define her. You know, like, see, with women, everything else around her defines her. Like, she doesn't define anything. You see, that's the big difference between men and women. And I think, that's why they always kind of go for the next higher thing. Because, see, women, they're not independent creatures. They're dependent on everything else around them to give them the okay and the go ahead. They don't think independently. The only time they think independently is how they can think how to get into a dependent group. That's when they think independently. But yeah, that's the video, man. If you watch it this late, thanks. Have a good day.